Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We serve an amazing God. No God like our God. There's no God that said, let there be, and there was. There is no God that said, let there be day, let there be night, let there be a moon, let there be stars. No God like our God. None can compare to how great our God is. He's almighty. He is the God who blew his breath into us, and we are living today. He's the God who said, let there be, and the earth appeared, and the moon and the stars, oh yeah, and the sun, and they still shine. What an amazing God we serve. He is the God who is over all nations. He is the head of all nations, all the continents. He created them. Oh, yeah, we serve an amazing God. He created Asia, Africa, Antarctica, Australia, North America, South America, Europe. And guess what? He lives. In all those places, he lives in every one of those continents. He is right now in Ukraine, right now in Russia. He's with your family, my family, and all the families of the world. He's not a man that he should lie. He promised, and his promises are yay and amen. You know what he promised? He promised he won't leave us. He promised he won't forsake us. And he is, oh my God, a God of his word. He's not human? No, he is spirit. And the word of God says those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In spirit and in truth. So we got to get into the spirit. We can't worship him in the flesh. We got to get into the spirit of God and worship him. He is divine. He is heavenly. He is holy. He is righteous. He is the King of kings. And you know what? He's so great, he taught us how to think. We don't have to use our mind. We can use the mind of Christ. He said, finally, sisters and brothers, keep your thoughts on whatever is right or deserves praise. Things that are true. Now, listen, this is what we have to keep our mind on. Things that are true, things that are honorable, things that are fair, things that are pure, things that are acceptable, things that are commendable. He said, practice what we've learned and received from him. And we have received much. He said, to whom much is given, much is acquired. Now, we received a lot from the Father. First of all, the main thing and the most wonderful thing we've received is his image on the inside of us. So he thought of everything. He didn't leave nothing out of his plan. He thought of everything. He's a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous King. He is the Lord God Almighty. And guess what? He, wherever you are, oh, yeah, don't you think he's not there? He's everywhere, all at the same time. He's an amazing friend and Father and Lord. And guess what? He said when our father and our mother forsake us, guess what? He's going to take us up. We don't have to worry about nothing. He's got the plan. He is the God who has the plan. I know they said the man with the plan, but he is not human. He created the plan, and he put it inside. He said, write the vision. Make it plain. So, you know, make the vision plain. Whatever vision he gave you, you got to make it plain because he knows the vision he gave you now. And he gave all of us a great vision, a great vision. Don't you think he didn't? His vision is on the inside of us, and we got to continually call upon his mighty name, his holy name. He's righteous. Now listen, would you choose a God who couldn't do anything for you? He's dead? No. No, we are wise people, and we choose the God that created us, the Almighty. There's nothing he can't do. He ain't limited. Now, we're limited, but we serve the unlimited God. And so I welcome you today on Wednesday midweek Bible study. We're serving the Almighty God. the God that we praise, the God that the angels are bowing down to 24/7. The angels are bowing down and worshiping him. The angels are calling on his name. The angels are bowing down all the time and worshiping the Almighty God. He's holy. He's righteous. He's king. He's almighty. Nothing he cannot do. He loves us, and guess what? He loves us, and he wants us to be like him. He said, be holy like him. And so, you know, he told us a commandment, the great commandment. Only God can think of this commandment. He said, we're to love him with all of our heart. I ain't talking about the one that beats. That mind, you know, where the brain is, that heart. Love him with all that heart, with all that soul, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. Now, you know human beings got a lot of strength now, especially when something happens you wasn't expecting, that strength set in. You know, I've heard of people, you know, the car was falling on their child, and they got up and picked up a whole car and moved it away from their child. We got strength we don't even know we got. But guess what? The strength don't come in us. It comes through the Almighty. He's a God of strength, a God of peace, a God of love. And he commanded us, don't forget, to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. He ain't say love your cell phone with all of his. He ain't say love your animals. No, love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And give him glory. Give him praise. We got to love him like never before. I mean, it's time out for, you know, stalling. It's time out for, you know, taking them breaks. No, it's time to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then, you know, he gave us a second commandment. Now, listen, this second commandment, it goes like the first one. We're to love each other like we love ourselves. We can't say, well, you know, he did this, she did this, they did this, or I don't like him, but I love. No, we can't give us excuses. No, we want to do it. Our human flesh want to do it. But no, 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 no. We got to do it God's way. Don't you know when God look at you, he don't see your flaws. He sees the completed you, the glorified you. When he look at me, he don't see all the flaws I got. No, he know I got a lot of them. No, he don't see them. So that's the way we got to look at each other, the way God looks at us. And you want to know how God looks at us? Open up the Word of God. And, you know, it'll tell us how he looks at us. He don't look at us with human eyes. No, he's our Father. He loves us so much. And guess what? Ordering our steps. And you think, you know, you may have a little difficulty with that second commandment, but you know what Philippians 4:13 said? He got help for us. Yeah, he knew he was going to make these excuses like most, so he got help for us. He said, Philippians 4:13, us can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So whatever it is you think you can't do, depend on God to give you the strength. He'll help you. You say, Lord, but you don't know what I've been through. Yes, he does. He knew you before he shaped you and formed you in your mother's belly. He knew you before the foundations of the earth. You were in his plan. And look, he's not no idle God. He had plans before the foundation. He had plans always. You were in his plans from the beginning. When is the beginning? The beginning is the beginning is the beginning. There's no set date. We all want a date. When was the beginning? No. But guess what? Because he's ordering our steps. Come on.
Thank you.
Now, when do we need him to lead and guide us?
Not every other day, every other month, every other year. No, every day.
Every day. So I thank God for you all. Oh, my God. You know, Lord, the Lord loves you so much. I know you think because you did this and you did that and, you know, you did the other, that he can't love you because, oh, no, that's not true. That's a lie, the deceit of the devil. The devil be pointing a finger at you and me. No, God loves you so much. And, you know, there's a scripture I want to read in Proverbs 12 and 15. And this is going along with our lesson today. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. And so we got to use wisdom in everything that we do. And there's another scripture that says, praises to our king. Psalms 118, verse 15. It says, open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord. It's praise time now. It's always praise time, whether we know it or not. One lady I knew, she said, praise him when you feel like it and praise him when you don't feel like it. So we got to praise him. You know, you wake up, go to the bathroom, take a bathroom break at night, during the day, whenever it is, you got to praise him. You got to say, Lord, you are great and greatly to be praised. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I bless you. You know, you got to continually bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And we have two mighty women of God with us today. They've been blessing and praising the Lord, oh my God, many, many years. Many, many years. So we had Sister Glory Dean Charlo on with us from Marrero, Louisiana. I mean, she's been praising the Lord over 85 years, maybe 86 by now. But we thank God for her. Good afternoon, Sister Glory Dean. How are you?
Good afternoon. Praise God. I'm doing fine. I thank God. And you sound good, and I thank God for everybody else on the line. I know they're feeling good. So I just thank God for today. Thank God for today. Praise God. So I think I'll sing this song. Okay. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Very clear.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Okay.
We can hear you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody, you hear me? Oh, sometimes
ma'am.
I don't know if my phone is working.
Amen, amen. Abiding in the vine. You know who the vine is? The vine is the Lord Jesus himself. We got to abide in him. We can't abide in the moon, the sun. We got to abide in the Father. Yep, abide in him, and we're going to make it through. Yeah, I know some days you go like, Lord, I did this, I did that. I don't know if I'm going to make it through. We're going to make it.
Yes, yes, Lord Jesus.
So we can have a life. So we thank him every day for what he's done and what he's about to do. Well, we're going to continue praising him We have with us Sister Lanny McBride from Jackson, Mississippi. She's going to continue in praise unto our King. Good afternoon, Sister Lanny. How are you?
Doing wonderful, Sister G, and to all the members of our group. I want to tell Sister Gloria Jean, I really need that song about in the divine. I especially love the verses. I need to hear that again. I'd like for somebody to, I need to get those words typed up, get that tune in my head. I love that song. God bless you. That was beautiful. Love the song. Amen.
The Lord is blessing me right now, Lord, right now. The Lord is blessing me, oh, right now. Lord, right now. He woke me up this morning, and he started me on my way. Oh, it was the Lord. And he keeps on blessing me. And he's blessing me right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. He woke me up early this morning. I wasn't close in my right mind. He didn't let me sleep too late. Oh, but had grace to woke me up on time. He woke me up started me, oh God, on my way. Such grace, such mercy, I thank you, Lord. All because you keep on blessing me, even right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. He gave me the strength. It was him who gave me the strength I need. His grace and power. Oh, to only believe. All things are mine and possible through him. Hallelujah. He said to trust his word, and I can receive when I believe in him. He woke me up. Woke me up this morning. Started me on my way. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. It's the Lord who blesses me right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Blessing me right now.
Amen, amen. The Lord is blessing us right now. Yeah, he don't wait. He don't wait. You know, he don't wait 7 years, right? He's always blessing us. Don't you remember the words that says he loads us up with benefits every day? and the blessings of the Lord in Deuteronomy 28 are ours. He blesses us all the time. But we got to bless him too. How we bless him with songs of praise, thanksgiving, giving him glory. I thank God for Sister Glory Dean, Minister Glory Dean Charlotte, and Minister Lanny McBride, those musicians who come on faithfully every week and give praise unto the Lord as we praise him together. He's awesome. So I'm going to unmute all the lines in just a moment. And if you have noise in the background, I'm going to ask you to mute your phone back. And we're going to be, you know, doing some talking here in a minute. So get your Bibles ready. You know how we do it on Wednesday, midweek Bible study. We got to have our Bibles ready. This is Wednesday midweek Bible study. So you got to get those Bibles ready, the Word of God. So, Father, I thank you so much for opening our minds, the eyes of our understanding, that we might understand what your word says in the name of you, an awesome God. You are a mighty King. There's no God that can compare to you. You are our Father. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. Oh, it's nobody like you, Lord God. We honor your presence, and we thank you that you are with us. You promised never to leave us, never forsake us. You are not human. So got your Bibles ready. Today we're going to be doing Who Am I? So I want you to listen, and after you listen, state your name, and then give us the answer. So we're going to be talking about Who Am I? It's a character from the Bible. It's not a character like Superman or, you know, all the bionic. Mm-mm. It's a character from the Bible. You know, the basic instructions we need before leaving the earth, we got to keep in that. Because how are we going to know which way to go or what to do if we don't keep in the basic instructions, the Bible? We got to read it, study it, and then you know what else we got to do? Who can tell?
Live it. We got to activate
it. Yeah, obey everything. Amen. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Got to activate it. Yeah, make sure we follow what he said. You know, we can't use our own mind. We got to have the mind of Christ to follow what he said do. So today, I'm grateful for all of you all that are on the line. So here is the Who Am I? I need the book, chapter, verse. If you know, look for it. You got to use your iPad, your internet, whatever you want to use. And I want to tell you, Sister Lanny,
yes,
on
ma'am.
Your phone in Google, you can Google the words to that song. Google in words
okay.
to this that song that Glory Dean. Yeah, there'll come up the words.
What's that
yeah,
title?
Yeah, I do it all the time. Google words.
Title
Glory Dean, can you tell the title?
The title
Glory Dean?
Is the title is I Found a New Way of Living.
Oh, it wasn't abide in the mind. Okay, I found a new way of living. Okay,
I found a new way
All
of
right.
living.
Thank you.
And
oh, that's
abide
the
vine is a
supplement. That's the name of it. I found a new way of living. And if you want, you can name it abiding in the vine. But
yeah.
It's I found a new way of living. I found
All right.
a new way of living.
All right,
thank you so
thank
much.
You.
Found a new life
divine.
All right. Amen.
You want me to say it?
Here we go. Listen.
Oh,
no,
you want
ma'am,
me to say
not
it?
Not right now. We got to move on.
Oh.
No,
oh,
ma'am,
I
we got to move on.
I'll
right.
look it up. Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't think, no, it's not a really,
right.
I don't think, you may not find that song because, I don't know, you might find it. But it's a
no,
song
no,
that we...
Find it.
Okay, but anyway, I'll get the words and
right.
I can send it to you. I'll get your address and send it to you.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank
okay,
you.
I'll do it like that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you...
All
I'm,
right,
I'm
here
finished.
We go.
Thank
on.
You. You're
I
welcome.
I experienced tragedy as a young woman.
Huh?
I experienced tragedy as a young woman. My husband came from a godly family, and his father and his brother died. I'm trying to turn it up even more. I'm going to turn it up as much as I can with my phone so everybody can hear me. and I got it on the speaker. So is there anyone else who cannot hear what I'm saying? Okay, good. I'm going to start from the beginning. I experienced tragedy as a young woman. My husband came from a godly family, his father and his brother, and he died. I did not know the God my husband and his family served. After my husband died, his mother, who is a mighty woman of God, whom I love, released me to go back to my family. My sister-in-law left, but I refused to leave her. I said to my mother-in-law, entreat me not to leave thee, to return from following after you. For wherever you go, I will go. And wherever thou lodgest, wherever you live, I will lodge too. Thy people will be my people, and your God will be my God. So who can tell me where I need the book and the chapter and the verse? I know you know who she is. Everybody know, but I want the book, chapter, and verse. State your name and read it.
Sister Laney. Sister Laney.
Okay, go ahead.
This is, of course, Ruth, and I'm reading
okay.
the King James Version. Phone had it, and then it went somewhere else, so let me, if somebody else has it, they can read it. I'll try again.
All right, you guys,
it went away.
Use your Bible.
Y'all
must can't hear me very well. Use your Bible. Use your Bible. All right. So use your Bible. Book, chapter, verse. Use your Bible. We got Joseph Laney on here. She's a Bible scholar. Come on. Tell us where it's found. Get your Bibles ready, y'all. Come on, Joseph Laney. Evangelist, pastor, Joseph Laney. Where is it found?
Ruth, the first chapter. This is Sister Laney. Ruth, the first chapter, the 16th verse. And Ruth said, entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I will go, and where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God.
Amen. That is the book, chapter, and verse. Thank you. We got Sister Josette Laney on here, too. We thank God for
all
her.
All right.
All right. So we got Minister Laney from Jackson.
Mrs. Bantman.
Yes.
Oh, I was saying I had some stuff in the background.
Yes.
So I'm just listening in today. Can you hear me?
All righty. Thank you. Yes. Yeah, y'all must can't hear me. I can hear y'all. I turned my phone up as loud as I could. Y'all can't hear me today? Hello?
Sister Laney can hear. Sister Laney can hear.
Is there anybody who cannot hear me? Because I'm talking loud as I can. Okay.
I hear you.
Okay, thank you. All right, so number two, we go on to the next one. Listen up and then find the book, chapter, verse. My mother wanted children for many years. She had two sons. I was her firstborn. My mother died before I had a chance to spend a lot of time with her. I was my daddy's favorite of all his 11 sons. He showed favoritism, which caused my brothers to be jealous of me and even hate me. My gifts that God gave me, my gifts from God began when I was about 17 years young. When I told my brothers,
and even my father, who loved me, so they didn't like my dream. My daddy loved me, so he made a beautiful coat for me. When my daddy sent me to check on my brothers, I had on my beautiful coat that my dad made, not knowing the plot my brothers planned. They wanted to kill me, but God had greater plans for my life, and no weapon formed against me prospered. So, who am I? Where is my story found? We got some noise in the background. You may want to put your phone on.
Mary, and chapter 37 of Genesis, starting at verse 3. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
Okay, Sister Mary, can you come closer to your phone? You sound like you're way, way back.
I'm in the car on the way to a funeral, and I read chapter 37, starting at verse 3. Now, Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors.
Amen. Good job. Y'all are brilliant. That's what I love about y'all. Y'all so brilliant. I thank God for putting brilliant people in my life. Hallelujah. Godly people. Hallelujah. All right, here's the last one. Who am I? This woman of God prays daily. The word of God is in her heart. She obeys God. She knows God, and God is her friend. She loves God. She knows God's voice, and another voice she will not obey. She reads, she studies, she obeys God's word daily. She dwells in the secret place with God. She is humble, kind, faithful, and loyal. She is wise and refuses to hang with foolish people. Her sons and her daughters honor her, and they rise up and call her blessed. Who is she? Hello?
Sister
Come on,
Laney,
somebody, everybody. Who is?
I believe that's the lady in Proverbs 31. I don't know if she had a name.
Okay. That's what you think. Anybody else have something else? Anybody else? Who you think she is? Hello?
Sister Vivian, the virtuous woman.
All right. Anybody else? Who do you think she is?
Let's see. Chapter 31. And,
okay, everybody keep giving that same one. Anybody else have a... Yeah, you're right, Sister Mary. Everybody keeps saying that same one. But that's not the one. That's not the one. No, ma'am? Anybody else know who it is? Hello? Talana, you know who she is?
No, actually, I thought it was the virtuous woman as well, unless it's Hannah. No, I don't.
All right. Sister Gloria D, you know who it is?
I can't think right now. I don't believe it's a virtuous woman. I believe it's one of the other women, but when it comes to me, I'm waiting for it to come to me.
All right. Well, okay. I'm going to give y'all the answer. It's the one. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm going to give y'all the answer.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sister Mary. What did you say?
Oh, I was just going to say, it is chapter
That's what everybody keeps saying. It's not the answer. No, it's not the answer. I'm going to give y'all the answer. Y'all ready?
Yes, we are.
The answer is the person you look at. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
All right, listen. The answer is the person you look at in the mirror every day. Who is that?
Me.
Yeah, it's true. Every woman on this line. It's every woman on this line. That's who it is. See? Oh. Y'all don't even recognize yourself. I have to tell you who you are.
Oh, so the virtuous woman, that's correct. We are the virtuous woman.
It is not. Yes, you are. All of you, not only are you virtuous, but you are women of God who excel far above the virtuous woman. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. Amen. So I'm going to need some people to read the scripture, but Gloria Dean. Gloria Dean.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Can you sing that song one more time? I'm speaking to you. Can you sing that song one more time that you were singing? You don't have to have music to it. It's up to you, but can you sing it now?
Am I providing in the vine?
Yes.
Okay. That's the name of it, Abiding in the Vine. I found, sing it, I found a new way of living. I found a new life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, he has. Wait. I'm sorry. We need to let it finish.
Once again, the closed closet will be open today from 1 until 3 o'clock.
Okay. Oh boy. I'll do it one more time. I found a new way of living. I found a true life divine. I have the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, he has made them mine. I have prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine. You can say, in the beginning, you first say, I have a new way. I found a new way and then a true way. I found a new way.
That's good. You can stop now. Good. Thank you. Thank you so much. We need to move on. Okay. Thank you. Y'all going to have to get each other's number. And all right? Okay. So I need some readers. Ephesians 4 and 2. Who want to do that one?
Oh, I love that. Ephesians 4 and 2.
Yes. Okay, if you all can have a pen and write down the scriptures as I give them to you, that way you, because I'm going to give you more than one, Gloria Dean. I'm going to give each person more than one.
Okay, Ephesians
4 and 2. All right, the next scripture, Gloria Dean, Proverbs 18:2.
Oh, wait, I got to write that down. Oh, I'm sorry.
Ooh, it must be something wrong today. I don't know what it is, but I'm asking the Lord to get my voice louder so y'all can hear me.
Okay, the first one is Ephesians 4 and 2. Yes, I am.
Proverbs 18:2.
I have it.
The last one, Gloria Jean, Proverbs 1:7.
1:7. Okay, I have it. I have it.
Okay. All right, Sister Talana, can you do 3?
I can.
Okay. The first one is Proverbs 13:20. The next one is James 3:13. The last one is Job 12:12.
I have it.
All right. Thank you, Sister Lanny. Thank you, Sister Lanny.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you do 3? Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Your scriptures are Proverbs 2:6.
Got it.
Proverbs 4:7. You got Proverbs 4:7?
Yes, ma'am.
And the last one for you is Romans 2:15.
Romans 2:15.
Sister Vivian?
Got it.
Yeah. Sister Vivian, can you do 2? I mean, 3? No, 4.
Yes.
Okay. Just, I need you to do 4. These are the last 4. All right.
Okay.
Ezekiel 36:36. Ezekiel 36:36.
Uh-huh.
Psalms 119:11. Psalm 51:10. Psalm 51:10.
Got it.
Psalm 40, verse 8. Anybody need me to repeat their script?
40, verse 8?
Yes. Anybody need me to repeat your scriptures? Okay. All right. We're getting ready to move on. Our message title, could you mute your phone for me? And then when it's time for you to read your scripture, you can unmute it. I appreciate your help. I don't want to strain my voice out today. I've been talking louder than usual. Okay. So Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. Our message title today is found in Proverbs 12:15. A fool's way is right in his own eyes, but whoever listens to counsel is wise. A stubborn fool considers his way the right one, but a person who listens is wise. Proverbs 12:15. This one says, when a stubborn fool is irritated, he shows it immediately. But a sensible person hides the insult. When the Bible talks about a fool, he's talking about, who is he talking about? The Message Bible says fools are strong-headed and do what they like. Wise people take advice. Fools have short fuses and explode all too quickly. The prudent quietly shrug off insults. The dictionary says a fool is a person who acts wisely or impudently. A silly person is one who is disobedient and godless. What are the characteristics of a fool? 1, a fool believes they are right. A fool hate to be accountable and they're not practical. They don't use practical strategies. A fool loves blaming and reject responsibility. 4, fools pursue personal rather than challenges. 5, a fool expects you to adapt to them. 6, a fool reject instruction. Number 7, a fool can't see their foolishness. Number 8, frustration quickly and openly. That's what a fool does. A fool is a major theme. The fool is a major theme in Proverbs. 5 different Hebrew words are used for fool in the Old Testament. Fools are naive. Fools are stubborn. Fools are sensual. Fools are cynical. Fools are steadfast. Downright mean. Never argue with a fool or become like them. There are 5 differences between a wise person and a foolish person. Wisdom is knowledge. Foolishness is ignorant of the truth. Wisdom is knowledge of the truth. Wisdom is the quality of having experience, knowledge, and good judgment. Wise thinking. Ignorance is the lack of knowledge and good judgment. What is the difference between a wise person and a foolish person? Wise people educate themselves by studying God's word, and applying the word of God to their lives. Foolish people refuse to study. They say what they think is right with no knowledge of the truth. In order to be free of foolishness, one must, 1, study the word of God to get the knowledge of the truth. Wise people think and then speak. Foolish people speak and then think. Wise people always think before they speak. They understand the situation and think whether it is right, the right time to speak or stay quiet. Whereas immature or ignorant are foolish people. These people always want to put forth their opinion and always say something whether at the moment it is required or not. They don't think before they speak. They just want to talk without having proper understanding and knowledge. Humble and arrogant, wise and foolish people is what Solomon calls them. Wisdom keeps people humble. All right, who had Ephesians 4:2? Would you unmute your phone and read it, please? Ephesians 4:2.
Ephesians 4:2. Ephesians 4:2 says that with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Okay.
Explain what you mean.
No, ma'am.
Oh.
I just wanted you to read it. Thank you. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. All right. Now, James 4 says, but give more grace to the humble. That is why the scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. All right. James 4:10, I'm trying to make sure I didn't give that to anybody. Wise people are not arrogant. Wise people are humble. Foolish people are arrogant and not confident. Wise people make their own decisions based on biblical principles. Foolish people follow the crowd. Wise people are transformed by God's word. Foolish people conform to the world's ways. All right, Gloria Dean, you got Proverbs 18:2?
Yes, I do. I'll read it. 18:2. A fool had no delight in understanding, but that his heart may discover itself.
Amen. Thank you. All right. You want to read the last one you had, Proverbs 1:7, Gloria Dean?
Okay, Proverbs 1:7 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction."
Amen. Thank you so much. You read those excellently. I appreciate you. All right, the next reader, Proverbs 13:20. Did I give those to anybody?
I have Proverbs 13:20.
Go ahead. That's
Is
what
it 18:20?
Uh-huh.
So you 13, want 13:20, correct? I got you. One moment.
Yes.
It says, I'm coming. It says, Proverbs 13:20.
Okay, if you all can use your Bible and find those ahead of time for the sake of time.
13:20. I screenshotted it on my notes, and so it's I can't find it right now, but I'll go ahead and get it.
Okay.
Go ahead, Sister G.
All right, you go ahead and find the other ones, Talana. Proverbs 13:20 says, "Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm." All right. Do you have the next one, Sister Talana? James 3:13.
Yes, Mark. James 3:13 says, "Who among you is wise and intelligent? Let him, by his good conduct, show his good deeds with gentleness and humility of true wisdom." That's the Amplified.
Okay, thank you.
I'll say it once again.
No, you don't have to say it again. Do you have Job 12:12? Yeah. We don't have time for you all to keep. I'm sorry. I'm looking at the time, and I'm trying to keep time so we can get everything in. Please forgive me.
No worries. Job 12:12. Job 12:12 says, "With the age you say is wisdom, and with long life is understanding."
I got you, baby. Can y'all hear me at all? Because I keep saying something, but y'all not hearing me. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
But I think maybe my voice is coming in later after I speak it. Okay. All right, so we're going to move right along. Sister Lanny, you have Proverbs 4:7. Would you read that? We can't hear you, Sister Lanny.
I'm sorry. Thank you. Yes, ma'am.
Proverbs 4:7.
Proverbs 4:7 says,
yes.
"Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Amen.
Okay. All right. You want to read your next scripture? Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You gave me Proverbs 2:6.
Okay.
Proverbs 2:6 says, For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. And you also gave me Romans 2:15.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. Romans 2:15 says, which show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean accusing or else excusing one another.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. Now we have
yes.
Sister Vivian. You can read each one of your scriptures and call them out.
All right. Ezekiel 36:36 says, then the heathen who are left round about you shall know that I am the Lord. Build the ruined places and plant that was desolate. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will do it. All right. Psalm 119:11. All right. Psalms 119:11 says, your word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. Okay. Psalms 51:10 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his word. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms. And the last one is Psalm 40:8. And it says, I delight to do your will, O my God. Yea, your law is within my heart. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you all so much. Y'all read those excellently. I appreciate you. And, you know, when I look back over my life, I feel that I sit under some of the characteristics of a foolish person many times. I made lots of mistakes. I thought I was right about some things, but when I look back over my life, I was wrong. I'm going to ask you all to put your phones back on mute for me, please. So many times I spoke when I should have listened. I opened my mouth before I thought about what I should say. I thought I was right, and I made other people wrong, not knowing that I was doing that. Many times I was a companion to people who were not wise, and I listened to their counsel and made wrong decisions. I was very opinionated, and I expressed what I thought instead of consulting God's word to find out the truth. Many times older people told me wisdom. They gave me wise advice, but I rejected it, not knowing that they were wise and giving me good advice. Many times, I didn't even think to ask God before I made a decision. I just made it and did what I thought was right. So many, what I'm saying is, sometimes I think I fit under the category of a fool. And I'm doing my best to be as wise as I can. I still do that some things. Sometimes I think I still do some foolish things. Of course, they're not intentional, but nevertheless, they're foolish. It is my intention to become more wise and listen to God and follow wisdom. I'm learning that the wisdom of God comes in different ways. Even a child can give me wisdom. Even a family member, a friend, or a church member can give me wisdom. Pastors, church leaders, and I have to be wise enough also to know when God is speaking to me. So, you know, the Bible says that fools are arrogant. Proverbs 12:10 says, arrogance leads to nothing but strife, but wisdom is gained by those who take advice. How do we know wisdom when we hear it? To know is the key word here. Knowledge comes from God. Reading his word gives us knowledge. Studying his word increases knowledge. Obeying his word gives us greater knowledge. listen to God's voice. Obey. Obeying God gives us the greatest knowledge. Many times God gives us instruction, and we question it, second guess it, or even refuse to do it because we use human reasoning instead of simple obedience. We must obey even when it, just experience. I told you sometimes, experience is a wise teacher. But a lot of times I didn't use wisdom. So I was foolish. Foolish. Now, I'm going to tell you, one time God told me to do something. I think I told you all this before. He told me to get a casket. And I'm thinking to myself, I know I didn't hear God. That God wouldn't tell me to get a casket. So I was talking to my prayer partner. She said, yeah, it's probably God. But you got to do what God tells you. So I got the casket. And, it still didn't make sense to me. And my pastor and his wife, they thought I flipped out. But they did tell me, okay, you could get it. But when the whole workshop that I was doing that God had told me to get the casket for, it made sense. But in my mind, in my foolish way, it didn't seem like. Now, another time, I probably shared this with you. I was at Winn-Dixie here in Jacksonville, and the beautiful woman was just had come from church. She was dressed like she just came from church. And the Lord said, go pray with her. And I'm telling God, I'm looking with my own eyes. I said, God, can't you see that lady don't need no prayer? Look how she looks. She's dressed beautifully. She don't need no prayer. But I had to repent because God just kept after me. So I said, I waited for her, and I said, Miss, may I pray for you? She said, oh, my God, I really need prayer. Now, in my foolish mind, I looked at her using my eyes, not using the wisdom from God. And he was clearly telling me, this lady needs prayer. So I'm telling you, sometimes I can be foolish and don't even know I'm being foolish, thinking I'm being wise. But the longer I live, the more I begin to see my foolishness that I've done, even, this day and time. So I want to tell y'all got to help me because sometimes I say foolish things. I do not intentionally. I am trying my best to be wise like God want me to be wise, but I don't always do it. So that's the end of the message. Anybody have any questions, any comments, state your name and be brief, please. Hello. Y'all all on mute. Y'all don't have nothing to add or nothing to say or no questions, no comments.
Sister G, this is Sister Laney. I was saying thank you for your transparency, but I think all of us can admit without a doubt that we've had some foolish things that we've said and done, shame of, and I'm glad that it's covered by the blood of Jesus. And now, even after salvation, we still make mistakes and can be foolish. So we are a work in progress, and I thank you for your transparency.
Amen. Anybody else? State your name. Questions, comments on the message. Questions or comments on the message. All right. Well, it looks like maybe your phone's on mute, but we're going to move on. I can't hear you if you're talking. I thank God for each of you coming on today. We're going to move on. Thank God for the message. Now, I have a couple of announcements here and that I want to share with you. Let me see. Hold up. Hold on one second. All right. Somebody else just came on. I'm going to unmute the line for them. Was someone else talking and I didn't hear you? Someone's talking, but you're not coming through clear. Hello? All right. Okay, you still didn't come through clear. I heard somebody trying to talk, but anybody have any questions, comments? Bob Smith. Okay. All right. Mary, are you still driving? If that's you, the noise is coming in, but your voice is not coming in. We can't hear you. All right, we got to move on. So I have an announcement to make. Two announcements. One, Sister Mary Nichols is coming on next week. So y'all can shout, no homework, no homework. Sister Mary Nichols, you know, she's a holistic coach. So she'll be coming on to share healthy, how we can get healthy and stay healthy. So most of us, I believe, are healthy, but how we can stay healthy. That's next Wednesday. And the other announcement is we have a play coming up in Jacksonville, Florida, and you all are invited. Play is called I See You, I Can't See Me for Looking at You. So I am going to if you want me to send you an email or text you a flyer, send me your email address because some people can't seem to get it by text. But if you have an email address, I'll be able to send it to you. All right? Hello? Somebody saying something? I couldn't understand you. All right. It is homework time. Homework time. So who's ready? Let's see. We have first homework, Mary Nichols. But Sister Mary, we're going to excuse you this time because when you come on, it's a lot of...
You can't hear me.
No, it's not that we can't... Yeah, I can't hear you clearly, and it's a lot of noise in the background.
I'm ready.
Can y'all hear her clearly?
No, ma'am, we can't hear her.
All right.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So we got Sister Gloria Jean, Proverbs 12:12-25. Sister Gloria Jean. Gloria Jean, is your phone on mute? All righty. Well, she's on here, but her phone may be on mute. So she has Proverbs 12:12-25. Gloria Jean, are you there? All right. We're going to move on. She'll come back. Talana, you have Proverbs 13:1-8.
Mine basically was some of the things that you actually said, talking about the tongue, talking about wisdom and instruction on children, even adults. A wise child will listen to the instruction of their parents, but when you don't listen to the instruction of your parents, it can cause you to walk down a road that may lead to destruction. And you don't want that. It talked about one of the words that was synonymous to not being wise was someone that's lazy, someone that's dominant, someone that has their own selfish, self-centered way of thinking. And so this proverb was just telling us to be wise in listening to authority and listen before you actually speak. I guess I'll sum it up as that.
Cameron. Excellent. Good job. Thank you. Sister Gloria Dean, are you back? We couldn't hear you. Sister Gloria Dean? All right, she's on, but I don't know where she is. I mean, she may be busy at the moment. Okay, Sister Lanny, you have Proverbs 13:9-16.
The summary that comes out, I really enjoyed reading the verses. There is light that follows the righteous, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Pride comes with strife, but with the well-advised, there is wisdom. When you gain wealth dishonestly, the value of it fades little by little. When you work, there is an honest increase. The heart is sick when there is no hope. When hope is alive, it creates a desire that is like a tree of life. Jesse Jackson used to use the phrase, keep hope alive. The Bible said it before Jesse Jackson said it. If you despise the word, you will destroy yourself. If you fear and honor the commandments of the Lord, you will be rewarded. The law-abiding, discipled one, disciplined one, is wise and flows like a fountain of life. And that will turn you away from the traps of death. If you allow yourself to be law-abiding and disciplined, you will be like a fountain of life. Good understanding increases favor, but the way of the unfaithful is hard. A man that thinks things carefully will act according to knowledge. A fool has no filter and will expose his unfitness openly to everyone. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Excellent. All right. Sister Vivian, we have Proverbs 13:17-25.
Okay. If an ambassador is faithful to the Bible, he will bring messages of help. If he's not faithful to the word of God, then he'll bring mischief. That's what we see going on now, praise God. And if the individual faithfully follows the instructions given by the word of God, he will, at the same time, highly regard the reproof of those who try to instruct him for the better. He will listen. To obtain what is really desirable demands of self-denial, but is not distasteful to a fool to obtain anything worthful by the surrender of worthlessness and inferior pleasures. Every Christian should diligently search for the preacher who preaches the whole counsel of God. If he does not otherwise, he is associating with fools and will come to destruction. God's law is that if a person wills evil, God wills evil unto him. If he wills good, then the law will also will good to him. All right. When they get something, they quickly spend it and very seldom endeavor to plan ahead. Hatred spares the rod. Love uses it. The righteous are content with moderate desires and pleases lot in life. The wicked regards how much they have are never satisfied. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, you all did an excellent job on doing your homework. It was really good. So I want people to repeat after me. Did anybody memorize the scriptures that we had to memorize? Proverbs chapter 1, 2 through 4, or 2 through 3. Anybody memorize? All right. So you all repeat after me. Proverbs 1.
Proverbs 1.
Can you repeat after
Proverbs
me?
One. Proverbs 2 through 4.
2 through 4.
2 through 4.
To know wisdom.
To know wisdom.
And instruction.
And instruction.
Receive the words of understanding.
Receive the words of understanding.
To receive the instruction of wisdom.
To receive the instruction of wisdom.
Justice.
Justice.
And judgment.
And equity.
To give subtly.
To give subtly.
To the simple.
To the simple.
To the young man.
To the young man.
Knowledge and discretion.
Knowledge and discretion.
Okay. All right. Excellently. Now, I have a testimony.
Mm.
Y'all know we pray for baby Chloe every week. Every week since I've known, we've been praying for baby Chloe. Now, I pray for her every day, but on the radio, we've been praying for her every Wednesday and also on Tuesdays. So yesterday, for the first time, I'm so excited. I got to meet baby Chloe and her mom. I was so excited. She's just a little angel. Yeah, she was resting yesterday. She had gone for therapy. So she was kind of asleep most of the time. But she finally woke up, and I got to say hello to her. And her mom is definitely an angel, a woman of God, mighty woman of God. We went to our bishop at the church, and he prayed for baby Chloe, and she is totally healed. So we're praying for the manifestation of that healing to show up in her body, but she is healed. So we thank God for what he did for baby Chloe. Her mom's on here. I don't know. Can you speak, Michelin? Hello, Michelin? Okay. All right. She was on, but I don't see her number right at the moment. She was on a few minutes ago. But anyway, I just want to say that I'm so grateful that I got to meet, you know, baby Chloe and her mom, and they are just so precious. I got to hug her. Oh, my God. It was just so awesome. You know, I mean, baby Chloe was 5 months old when we started praying for her, and now she's about 2.5 almost. So we thank God for that time that, you know, I was able to spend with them. So I just love them. I thank God for them. So thank God for bringing that forth. And I want to pray. Anybody have anything they want to say before I pray? We're going to pray.
I'd like special prayer for me, for my body, just to feel I'm having some issues. I'll just pray for my help.
I also would like to pray.
Father God, in the name. Okay, hold up 1 second. I'm going to pray for everybody, but do you have anything other than prayer you want to say? That's what I should have said. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Disregard that. Yes, ma'am.
All right, hold on, then.
Yeah,
hold on.
I do. Hello.
Okay. Yes, Solana.
I do. I did not complete my summary, so I just wanted to add this in from Proverbs 13:7, and it was a footnote. It says, some rich people are poor because they are spiritually bankrupt, while some poor people are rich in contentment and satisfaction. It says money brings opportunities and power, but it also has many negative side effects. A full life of learning, loving, and serving is better than a life full of money. And it brought me to the remembrance of that song. It's a secular song by the OJs that talks about the love of money. And so that just stood out to me, that footnote. That's it.
Caleb, is that you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, good. You were telling me. I didn't know who. What number are you calling in on, a 219 number?
No, you said what number did I dial to call in and join the thing? Or you saying what number?
No, what number
from?
Are you on?
Oh, 904.
Yeah, what number are you? 219?
No, ma'am, 619.
No, not the number you called in. What is your phone number that you called on?
Oh, I'm sorry. 904-442-1407.
Okay. I see it. Okay. I got you.
Yes,
I see it now. Yeah, I didn't know who it was. You know, I've never known you to call in. So I have phone numbers in front of me, but I don't know who they belong to, so I'm glad
you spoke up.
One of
them is mine.
Is there anyone?
Sister T, I call in on another number today.
Yeah, 887-0416. I
think I have to look it. I don't know it myself.
All right.
I have to look at it. Yeah.
Okay. No problem. Is there anyone else on whose name I don't have? I have Gloria Jean, Talana, Lanny, Caleb, Vivian, Evangelist Donna. Are you still on? Josette Laney, Mary Nichols. Anybody else whose name I did not call just now? Okay. Well, I am going to pray as the Lord leads me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter, Gloria Jean Charlotte. I thank you for the mighty woman of God, who you have gifted so much with music, talent, abilities, Lord God, and the gift of prayer. I thank you for what you're doing in her and her children, her grandchildren, her great-great-grandchildren. I remember her great-great-grandchildren when they were young. Now they're grown, and she taught them. She trained them in the way they should go. So, Father, let salvation come forth for the two brothers that she kept a long time ago. We thank you for her healing, Lord Dean's healing. We thank you for all of our healing, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, psychologically, all of our healing in the name of Jesus. I thank you for Talana, my neighbor, my friend, my sister in the Lord. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. Continually walk with her, talk with her, be a lamp and a light to her pathway. And even as she walks and do her job daily, I thank you that you are watching over her. You're protecting her as she drives, as she walks, as she's inside and outside. You're watching over her, her children, her grandchildren. Bless her entire family, Lord God. Everything she's concerned about, we're leaving it at your feet. I thank you for Minister Lanny, Sister Lanny, McBride. And, Lord, you know her whole family, her brothers, the preachers, the preacher men. You know everything concerning her, her ministry of music, and every special request that she has upon her heart today. We lift it up before you. And we are thanking you for hearing. We thank you for safe neighborhoods for all of us. We thank you for Minister Lanny, any kind of health issues that she's dealing with. Lord, she's healed by your stripes, the manifestation of her healing, and all of our healing come forth in our bodies like never before. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. I thank you for Sister Vivian, the mighty woman of God, who wrote a book, Why Not a Woman, who ministered on Blog Talk Radio Sunday night, God's favorite. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren. I thank you for the family, unity, love, peace, joy, all the fruit of the Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, for being her healer, her protector, her provider, the lifter up of her head,
every concern that she has, particularly for her son, who will be getting, oh God, free, after over, I don't know, I think it's over 40 years. But Lord, we thank you most of all for his salvation, healing, and deliverance. As he will be set free, oh God, I thank you, Lord God, that the joy of the Lord is her strength. His, I thank you for his obedience to your will and your way in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for Caleb, my spiritual daughter, and her daughter, healing in her daughter's body in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the ministry that Caleb has with children, how she looks after her daughter and the little ones, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for all that you've got for Caleb. Oh God, you have a mighty ministry for Caleb, Lord. She hasn't even tapped into what you have for her yet. I thank you that she'll get in the secret place, shut the door, but do not disturb on it, and close up with you every day for at least 1 hour. At least 1 hour every day. And I thank you that she'll have paper and pen, and you'll begin to download in her what her ministry is, because it's an awesome ministry in the name of Jesus. Keep Caleb's mind stayed on you in the name of Jesus. Bless her mom and her grandmother who has been in the hospital lately, her grandmother. I thank you for the healing of her grandmother, the healing of her daughter. I thank you, Lord God, for casting every care upon you because you care for her. And, Lord, I thank you for Evangelist Donna, who was on earlier. Bless her and her family in the mighty name of Jesus. Protection, guidance, direction, keeping her healthy and well. I lift up Pastor Josette Laney, a mighty woman of God who has a great ministry in the name of Jesus. I thank you for her children, her grandchildren, even those to be born. I thank you for she's an awesome teacher, an awesome pastor, an awesome prophetess, Lord God. You placed many gifts in her. And so, Lord, I thank you today for everything that you're doing in Minister Josette Laney, oh God, from Jacksonville, Florida. Oh God, everything she's concerned about, you're concerned about. We leave it at your feet. I thank you for Sister Mary Nichol, as she and her whoever's with her, her husband, her daughter, as they travel to a home going for someone. Keep them safe as they travel. Allow them to arrive at their destination safely, arrive back safely in the name of Jesus. We just thank you. We praise you. We honor you for what you're doing in her. Even as you prepare her to come on next week to teach us how to stay healthy in the name of Jesus, I thank you for the word that you're going to download in her. I thank you for the knowledge, the wisdom that you have given her in the mighty name of Jesus. Anyone who I did not pray for today on the line who came on, I lift them up before you, and I thank you. I thank you for baby Chloe's mother who came on, oh God, but baby Chloe sometimes needs attention, so she may have had to go. But I lift up Micheline, baby Chloe's mother, awesome, mighty, powerful woman of God. Thank you for everything you're doing on Micheline's behalf and her baby Chloe's father. I thank you for her sister as well. Bless the entire family. Draw them closer with you, closer with each other. Continually allow the manifestation of baby Chloe's healing in the name of Jesus. We bless and honor you. We say hallelujah to the Most High God in Jesus' name. Anybody else need me pray for anything else that I didn't cover? Anybody? All the lines are unmuted. All right. Well, I thank God for each of you, Father, as we close out, but not from your presence. We honor your presence. You are mighty. You are holy.
Yes,
you are
God.
Great.
Thank you.
You are greatly. Oh. You are greatly to be praised. That's Caleb, y'all. She got Caleb. I'm going to finish in a minute. Hallelujah. Thank you for Caleb, my daughter that I met a few years ago. Oh, yeah, coming into a church parking lot where I was going. And, Lord, she met you that day. She already knew you, but she met you again. She had an encounter with you like she never had in a long time. So, Father, we thank you for her faithfulness to you in Jesus' name. Walk with us. Talk with us. Be a lamp and a light to our pathway. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of kings. You are the Almighty God. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 I love y'all. Anybody got anything to say? We're going to close out.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jean.
Somebody. Thank you. Somebody saying something, but it didn't come clear. All right. Love you, love you, love you. Talk to y'all soon. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.